We are on Daf Ayin Aleph Omed Aleph. Let us quickly go over the Gemara we have Tosfos to learn. The Gemara, we had a Baraisa. The Baraisa says, Gonav v'tovach b'shabes, Gonav v'tovach l'vaydezore, Gonav sheraniskol, Utvochoi, Mishalim, Abova, Hamisha, Divira, Meya, Vachachomim, Paitre. So we had a problem. Gona Vitovach Bishabis. Why, according to Rameya, are you high of Dalad Vehei? It's, you should say, Kimle Bidarabimene. So the Gemara answered is speaking about that he made a Shliach to Shech the Behemoth. So Mamela said, there's no Kimlai b'darabimene. So now, let's go by the Gemara. It's a little after half the Amid. V'ibitei ve'ach al yedei acha, my time with the Rabbon and the portrait. If it is speaking about that it was geshochten to someone else, so there's no Kimlai b'darabimene, so why do the Rabbon and Pato? Omri man chachomim Rab Shimon. That the chachomim who say that your potter from Dalet Vehei gona v'tovach b'shabes is going according to Rab Shimon. The omar shchita she'ein ruuya lo yishma shchita. A shchita that is not matter the behema b'achila. That's not called a shchita, that's chayiv dalet vehei. You need a shchita ruya. So the Gemara says, Omri, bishloima avoyde zora. There are three cases in the Baraisa. Gona v'shochet b'shabes, gona v'shochet l'avoyde zora, gona v'sher anisko. So the Gemara says, bishloima avoyde zora v'sher anisko. That's very good. Shchita she'ein ruya hi. It's also b'achila. So that's very good that the Chachamim hold that you're part of and Dalet Vehei, because they hold like Rab Shimon that a Shchita Shein Aruya Lo Yishma Shchita. El Shabbos, if it was Geshochten in Shabbos, Shchita Aruya Hi. This Nan we learned in a Mishneh, Hashechet B'Shabbos U'B'Yom HaKippurim. Af al pi shem is chayiv benafsha, even though he's chayiv benafsha, he's a machalo Shabbos, shchito so ikshere, it's kosher. So the Gemara says, Omri sova lo ki Rabbi Yochanan hasandla. The Chachomim hold like Rabbi Yochanan hasandla, and according to Rabbi Yochanan hasandla, it is also bachila. This Nan, we learned a Mishnah, there's a three-way machloikis. A mevashel b'shabes b'shoigig yoichal. The first day is rameya. If a person cooked in Shabbos b'shoigig, she's allowed to eat it in Shabbos. B'meizid, if he cooked b'meizid, lo yoichal in Shabbos, and mitzoy Shabbos, he's allowed to eat it. Divrei Rab Meir. Rab Yehuda Omer b'shoigig yoichal b'meitzoy Shabbos. Rab Yehuda holds b'shoigig is only permitted to eat it from meitzoy Shabbos and further. B'meizid lo yoichal elomis. B'meizid, he's not allowed to eat it at all. Rab Yochanan hasand lo Omer b'shoigig Yei ochel l'meitzoi Shabbos l'acherim v'loiloi. In Shoigik, it can be eaten through others, not to him. He can never eat it. B'meizid loy yei ochel oilomis loiloi v'loi la'acherim. If he cooked b'meizid, it is never permitted to be eaten. Not through him and not to anyone. My time at Rabbi Yochanan Asandla, Kedidorish Rabchia Pisre de Beinesia. The Pasuk says, Ushmartem es HaShabbos, Ki Koidesh Hi Lochem, and then it says further, Mechalaleho Mois Yumos. So Rabbi Yochanan Asandlo made such a drash. Ma koidish osar b'achila. Just like koidish is osar b'achila, af maise Shabbos asurim b'achila. That means if something became perfected through chilul Shabbos, so it's osar b'achila. It's like koidish. I ma koidish osar b'ano. If the Pasuk says that the machl becomes niskadish, and it's also b'achila, it's also b'ano also. Af maise Shabbos also b'ano. Talmud loyma lochem. Kodesh hi lochem. Shalochem yehei. It should be, it's yours. So it's kodesh and lochem. So that means it's muta b'ano, and it's also b'achila. Yachel afilu b'shoigik. I would think afilu b'shoigik. It is also osa b'achila. Talmud loymes, right afterwards it says, mechaleleho mois yumos. B'meizid amarti lecho v'loy b'shoigik. So b'kitza, the Gemara is saying that the reason why the Chachamim hold gonav v'tovach b'shabbos yepoter from dalet vei, because the Chachamim hold like Reb Shimon that holds ashchite she'ena ruuya loishma shchite. The Chachamim hold like Reb Yochanan Hasandler that maise Shabbos is also b'achila. So it comes out if you shechted in Shabbos. The shliach shechted in Shabbos, so the shchite is not mater the bosa, so it's a shchite shein eruya, so therefore he's potter from balad vei. Now let us see Tosfos, ma kodesh. Ma koidish also af maise Shabbos asur. So Rabbi Yochanan Asandler learns out from a posik that maise Shabbos is also ve'im, and I would think it's also bano, so that's why it says lochem. So we have a koidish and a lochem. Ve'im toima v'loy lichtoy loy koidish v'loy lochem. So Tosva says, L'chayre, it shouldn't say not the Kodesh and not Lachem. Bano yodano da'asiri m'lo yiseichel kol te'ev. I have another posik. Ta'asa ma'ise Shabbos. The posik says, lo yiseichel, you're not allowed to eat kol te'ev. And Chazal darshin kol sheti afti loch arehi bebal teichel. I'm going to take a touch. If something misuiv was done with this, something not permissible was done with this machel, lo yiseichel, not allowed to eat it. Vakel the Gemara says that basa b'cholov should be yosa, not to cook basa b'cholov. You cooked it, it should be yosa b'achila, lo yiseichel kol te'eva. You were chayrish b'shoe v'chamer, and because of that, something grew from it, so there was, so the, whatever comes out from a dover misuiv is also b'achila. Pektoisvus, so why do you need this kodesh? Kodesh says it's also, lechem says it's muta b'ano. I could figure, I have another posik for this. I have leiseich lo kol te'eva. So, and I have everything. It's also b'achila, muta b'ano. I don't need this whole kodesh and the whole lechem. This is Tosfos kasha. Is l'davoini, I don't understand the kasha. And I found that the Maftech brings down Zer Avrom, he asks this kasha. There's two laven. I mean, you eat ochel patisa like a chomish. I mean, there's not two laven on a machel. It's also like seichel kotze. It's also like seichel kote yeva. That's one issa. Kosheti avtiloch is also bachila. If you kosher the rehu bebal teichel, it's also als Koidishi, es dinei Koidish. So could be get twice Malkis, or des twice Isurim. Weißt du, ich höre Koidish, des ein Isser Hanor vom Koidish, und des ein Isser Achille vom Koidish, es war Laben, es damit bin nennen min a Koidish. So it has dinei Koidish, so there's two Laben, what's Taisu says. I could get, I don't need this posik, I'll figure it out from kosher to yavtilos. That's another posik. Meisach nisht. Aber al koponim, let's forget about that. Kasher Taisva says that what, lemaisa, I'm ending up with an iser achile, so the iser achile, I could learn from kosher to yavtilos. I don't need this kodesh in the lochem. V'yesh loima, if it would say that posik doesn't matter how it was done. Here we have a machalaleo mois yumos. But from that posik, I would say a filoshoigik. Lahochi itzach lemich devoche lesomche lemachalaleo loima bemeze damati loch beloi beshoigik. Now again, I had difficulties in understanding the teretz. If there's a lav kosher to yaftiloch, so that tells me it's also filo b'shoigik. Also, this pasuk is telling me machaleh moishumus. The lav of kodesh is only b'meizid and not b'shoigik. But somehow, I mean, Tosfos didn't understand like that. Tosfos understood the pasuk tells us machaleleho. Mois yumos means that it's only koidish, only bemezid, and not beshoigik, and that somehow means that you're allowed to use it. It's not koidish, it's muta. So if it's muta, so that's why I need this pasuk to tell me that it's muta beshoigik. Bemezid. It seems from the Rehita's Loshen at Taishvus could be it's also as both. But I have this pasuk is coming to tell us that Peshoigik it is Muta. Zakta Gemara Vaita. Pligi bo Ravache Berabine. Now we have a Machlikis, Kabyechen and Hasandla. Between Rabach and Rabine. Chad Omar, Maise Shabbos Tiraise. One of them holds Maise Shabbos is also Mina Teire, and that's how we learn Kaidishi with Alachem and Mechalalel. Chad Omar, Maise Shabbos, the Rabbono. It's only also Mina the Rabbono. I feel according to Rab Yechon and Asandla. Man Doma Tiraise, Kedamoran. We explained beautifully how the Drash goes. The one that holds, it's only Yosemi the Rabbonon, Omakro Koidish, he Koidish, Ve'ein Maiseho Koidish. That Shabbos is Koidish, Maltemes Shabbos ki Koidish, he Koidish, Ve'ein Maiseho Koidish. So the Mele, there's a man the Omer that holds, that it's only also midarabonim. Let us see Rashi. Maisi Shabbos diyeraise asurim bachila. Let us see Taisvis. He koidish ve'ein maiseo koidish. V'loi sagi v'loi lichta v'loi hi v'loi koidish. So Taisvis asks, so let it not say anything. He have koidish, then you he a miut. The mikosha tiavtilach avasrina bachila. Well, he is a behed ye bepe kolabosa. He says, here you see klar that this is a miut on all isurim. Ein maiseo koidish means that there's no isa whatsoever on maiseo and the food that came about through chilu Shabbos. So memele, so that's the svore, and so that therefore I don't dash and kosh at the aftilach. It's not the Gemara says further. Bishlam lamandi omadir, I say if I hold
that Maisi Shabbos is also mina teirem. So now, akaponim, we understand the machloikis. Rav Meir and the Chachamim, Gona v'shochet b'Shabbos, Rav Meir holds Yochayev, because speaking about shochet de shliach, he doesn't hold like Rav Shimon that you need a shrita ruye. He doesn't hold like Rav Yechon and a sandler. So Rav Meir says Gona v'shochet b'Shabbos Yochayev, and the Rabbanon hold like Rav Shimon need a shrita ruye. They hold like Rav Yechon and a sandler. They hold it's also min ha-teire, so it's shrita shein ruye. So it's gewaldig. Elo leman da oma de rabbonon amai potri rabbonon. So why did the rabbonon pater? It says three cases ye pater. Gona v'shochet b'shabes, shochet l'avay de zore, shera nisko. All these cases ye pater of ba'od v'hei. Why are you pater? P'shechten in Shabbos. What's wrong? It's on yosemi da rabbonon. So the Gemara says, Asharo avoide zore v'sher anisko. So this is Enoch Hanami. The Rabbonon only pater by shochet l'avoide zore in shochet sher anisko. Shochet b'shabes tayigvi. Is kan shoyel aben. So why does the Braisa mention shochet b'shabes? So what's the we have a baraisa? Rameya says shachet b'shabes is chayiv, and shachet avodah zarah is chayiv, shachet sheraniskel is chayiv. Good. So Rameya holds that you don't need a shchita ruya. Fine, but Shabbos is always a shchita ruya. So why did Rameya mention shachet b'shabes is chayiv, and the Rabban also holds yechayiv because it's so why was it mentioned? So Taisva says this kashing subis taflamidalit, and Taisva says the loizu afsu. The chiddush of Shabbos is according to Rameya. Loizu da havlei shchita ruya ela avzu, that it's not a shchita ruya. You're also chayiv. So it could be that it's a bit modern. You know, Yechayev when it's a shchita ruya. Why talking about Shabbos? Yechayev if it's a shchita ruya, and even if it's not a shchita ruya, right? You're talking if the whole reason he mentioned Shabbos because to tell me Yechayev by shchita, so Shabbos mandach. So who has to talk about Shabbos? A person shechts Psasher v'seh, he's chayim, and I feel he shechts Psasher. I mean, the whole thing is very unclear. I don't know. I thought perhaps you could say that the Emerson, I feel according to Rameya, that holds that. I mean, we heard before Rameya holds that a person is Shoychet b'meizet b'shabes. It's also boy b'yoim to him and to everyone else. It's mutam meitzoi Shabbos. So perhaps there'd be a shtickle chiddush to say that b'shaitoi the shchita isn't matter because it's also midarabono. Now, there's a few reasons to say that that's really nothing, because even though it's also midrabbonah, but minatayr it's a kosher shchita, and I feel it's also midrabbonah, it's only yosher in Shabbos, but mitzoy Shabbos it's mutter. But al koponim, so maybe there is epis, he's saying, even though that's perhaps the loizu apsu. Loizu, when the iser achila really doesn't make it, oy shchita ruya. Because it's only also midrabbonim, it's only also Shabbos. Afilu, there's a sibah that makes it really a shchita shein ruya. I don't hold like a pshimah. Maybe it could be that's the loizu apsu. Let us see Tosfos. Elamandi Yoma de Rabbonon, Amai Potri Rabbonon. So why the Rabbonon Pater? Avimotza Lameima Loidoshi Oy Vetachas Larabis as a Shliach. You could say that they Pater because of a different reason. We had Limudim to tell us that if you aganev shechs duch ashliach, the ganev is chayim talad vei, maybe they don't hold this drash. So go, that's the machloikis. Adle nichel elameim de pligi b'shliach. Vim taima, v'mash melekamon, the afilu b'darabonon, Patrine schritte scheine ruhe. Der Beule mei mir liebe der Maslissen, der Xover Rabbi Yochanan, der Chulen schenischretu bazor elav der Reise, der Toni Rabbi Shimon Poiter bischne Eilu. So Teusvis asks, that it is a Gemara further, that seems, even though it's only also midarabonon, that's also called a shchita she'ein eruye. So what's the problem over here? The Gemara said, according to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, it's only also midarabonon. So, but an iser darabonon also makes it a shchita she'ein eruye. The boy lemei malibe de masnisin, the kesover Rabbi Yochanan, the chun shnishtu bazor elav de reise. So it's only also midarabonon. Uketoni Rab Shimon Poiter b'shnei eilu. Rab Shimon Pater's b'chulon shenishchitu b'azore. So you see, klor afilu it's eini roi l'achilu midarabonon also makes it a shchita she'eini roi. V'yishloim b'dal kochoch loiboy l'mei midalav d'araisa elu l'tanekame elu l'tanekame. Pei kisi adam takini behedje de sova Rab Shimon chulon shenishchitu b'azore d'araisa. The same basra the tmur, Rab Shimon noy mechun shnishto bazora, yisoreifu, chen chaya, chidai kosim masnisin the tmur, and that must make masnisin the name of Shimon Peita b'shneil. So Taisus Bekitzel says that this tzad, that chulon shnishto bazora is a darabonon, is only according to the Tanakame, not according to Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon zichahot chulon shnishto bazora is deraise, some amela, so we can stick with the mahalach of the Gemara if it's Mutter min ha-teire, it's not called Shchita she'ein eruye. Fine. Fragt die Gemara weiter. Now, there are two other cases. There is Sheichet l'Aveide Zare, and there is Sher Anisko. Like the Gemara, the Rab Meir, Amay Mechayev Sheichet Lavei Dezore, given the Shochet Bapulta Osro, as soon as he started shechting a little bit, he becomes Osro Bano. Idoch Isurei Hanohu, V'loi Demori Kotovach. Now, after he started shechting a little bit, it becomes osol abedes, it becomes takuvis abedes ore, and takuvis abedes ore is osol bano, so if it's osol bano, lav demori kotobach, so he's not shechting, you need a tvochoi kula bisure, you have to, the whole shchit has to be beiser. As soon as he started shechting, lav abedes ore became lav demori. So why is he chayiv dalet vei according to Rameya? Omar rove boimer bigmar zvicho hu oivro. It's speaking about that he says, he's shechting it, the gmar zviche, the last mashu of zviche, he wants to be oivet with the last mashu of zviche. The whole zviche is not Hashem takubis avoyde zore, just the gmar zviche is avoyde zore. So Mamelis, I don't have the problem, lav the morei kotovach. Now, before we see Rashi, so the Rishash says, l'cheire, from this Gemara, The Gemara asks the Kash. It becomes also Bano. As soon as he starts shechting it, it's also Bano. V'loy demore kotobach. So the Shechita is not shechting the Nignav's Beheime. It's also Bano. Zokta Rishash, so we see from this Gemara, there's a whole tumult. If Isurayano is Shaloi or not Shaloi, it's a big machloikis harishoinim in this. If it's a called, is it shaykh to say, I possess something which halachically I have no, I cannot use it. Am I considered a bailam? So the Rishash wants to bring a raya from our Gemara that's John the Gemara's kasha. Lav the mori kotovach. It's not his. Why is it not his? Because it's also about no. So you see, Isar no makes it, it's not considered his. That's the Rishash's raya. So the Gemara says, "Noti the Rash." Is lochi pot rabban and the shchita shehid ruyi chedim rei Reb Shimon. Even the shochet bapulta itzere mishum zivchei meisim. The kosalke daitoch yeshno l'shchita mitchilo ba'atzayf. First of all, Rashi had a problem. How did the Gemara know that with you start shechting it, it becomes osabano? So the Gemara held that we hold yeshna l'shchita metchila v'atzayif. There's a machloikis if the process of shchita, when does it start? Do we say it's a continuous process that the whole time he's shechting, that's called he's doing a ma'aser shchita, or eina l'shchita ela l'psayif? The shchita, the shchitas starts by the soif, that's called Yishechted. Until now, it's not called a Maise Shechited. And here the Gemara understood it's called Zivchei Meisim, it's told Takruvis Avaydezore. So Rashi had a problem, how do you know it's Takruvis Avaydezore? It didn't Shechted yet, it's when it'll be Geshochted Avaydezore. Then it'll be called Takruvis Avaydezore. So Rashi said the Gemara held Yeshna L'Shechita Metchila Vatsoif. So each Mashu of Shechita is a Shechita L'Avaydezore. There's a Shem Shechita. Umitrilosa nesra mishum zivchei meisim. Fine. Uleinyin tashlumim dalet vei, tvochei kule beinen, you need that you have to shech the whole beime beise, kidamrinen lekamon, and kigomalo, now when he ended the shchite, lav de morei kotovach, so he didn't shech the bailim's beime. Narashi says a megillah. Shekvar ivda mimenu koidem shchite. He was ma'abedit before he finished the shchite. V'nesra olav, and it became osar on him. V'hav alei kemoi shishlichu lo'ul koidem shchite. It's just like he threw it into the fire before he shechted it. The mishalom keren v'keifel v'suloi. Rashi says the whole Megillah over here. Why is Potter? Now, they bring down a Meiri in Ksubis. The Oitze brings down a Meiri in Ksubis. The Meiri says Pshat. We just mentioned before the Reshash found a Metzi in our Gemara. Lav the Mori Katovach. Oh, we see Yisurei knows not Shaloi, which is a big machloikis. The Meiri in Ksubis says that lav de mori katovach means ve'einoi mafsidoi klum. That means the chiyuv of dalet vehei is if I mafsid the bailim through the tviche. Shone bechet, it's called. I'm being mafsid the bailim. And perhaps the hefsid is before kozman ha-shechted the beim, he had a live beim. Good, he has to find the ganef. Aba al kaponim, the beim is still around. Now that I shecht it, there's no more behemoth anymore in existence. So the chiv of tviche is that he was mafsid the bailim. So the Meiri says, but if it's also ba'ano, so he wasn't mafsid the bailim. What is he mafsid? It's also ba'ano. This is the lashon the Meiri. Ve'einoi mafsidoi klum. Some mailer, so lav the mori katovach means he's not being mafsid the mori. Not the Gemara is going in lomdus, it's called shalai, yoshalai, nitshalai. Could be this called shalai. But al kaponim, but he's not losing anything. Since it's also ba'ano, so it's a chilek if it's alive or dead. I mean, it's also ba'ano. So it could be that's pshat in Rashi also. Rashi says, it's just like he burnt it before he shechted it. So what does Rashi mean? So lechayre means I'm not being mafsid you anything through the shechita. It's a burnt animal already. So it's nothing, there's no hefsid whatsoever. So it could be that is pshat in Rashi, not like the Rishash. Let us see Taisvis. Kivin sheshochad bapulta osro. Bafilu lamanda yoma ein leshchita elo besoif. Now, Taisvis is not going to be asked a pertinent question. Rashi said, the argument is going according to manda yoma yeshin leshchita metchila batsoif. So, I'm a male, so the mare asked. So, this already is a shchita lavaydezore. So, the male, so it's osro. Now, Taisus wants to say our Gemara is a neutral Gemara. It's going according to all Mandiyomrim. So Taisus says, "Vafilu l'mandiyoma ein l'shchita ela b'soif neseres bepulta kame." Shehoiser toli b'maise v'loy b'shchita. The iser is toli b'maise v'loy b'shchita. Kidekamrinin b'hashoichet. The Gemara says in Chulin, Afa pish amra mishtach v'lebei mischavei loyosro. Even though, if a person bows down to behei mischavei roi, he doesn't ask the behei malts nevad, osro bo maise osro. Vahu pulta le mechai v'te shlu medalot vei, v'afilu mandiyome yeshna le shchita metchila v'atzoi, k'min l'kama d'bin etzvochei kulei b'yisurim. Now, if we look at this Taisvis, we have to, the words in this Taisvis are Shreklich Shmerz. The Taisvis Lacher is very difficult to understand. Taisvis brings a Gemara in Chulin, which Lacher has no Shaiches with the problem which Taisvis is discussing. The Gemara in Chulin is speaking about a different problem. There's a problem. Ein adam oisel dobosh ein ishaloi. I can't answer Yenim's thing. I'll go over to Reuven's behime. Someone goes over to Reuven's behime and he bows down to Reuven's behime. He's worshiping Reuven's behime. So he is making Reuven's behime nevad. Who are you to make Reuven? It's not your behime. So the whole din nevad is because he's worshiping it. You, if it's not your behemoth, you can't make it nevad. Nevad means this is a worshipped behemoth. If it's not yours, you can't make it nevad. So the Gemara says, "Ein adam oiser dovo sheine shaloi." Fine. That's if you don't do anything with the gufa behemoth. But if you shechted the behemoth, lavoi dezore, so then I did a mice in the behemoth, so then, with a maisa, you could ask, Adam Oysa Dovashaini Shaloi. So the Gemara is speaking about a different problem. The Gemara is speaking about a problem, how can I ask Yenim's Behemet? So the Gemara answers, it matters. If you didn't do a maisa in the Gufa Behemet, you can't ask. If you did a maisa in the Gufa Behemet, you could ask. Fine, that's the Gemara. The Gemara is speaking about this problem of in Adam Oysad over Shaina Shalai. Taisus has a new problem. Taisus is a problem, but if he hold yes, Eina L'Shchita, Ela L'Psaif, it wasn't Geshochten yet. Taisus is a new problem. So Taisus says, well, he did a Maise. Well, Maise takes care of a different Chesorin of Adam Oysad over Shaina Shalai. But you're asking a new kash, he didn't shecht it yet. So how did it become us? He did a maise. This is a very difficult taisvis. The Chazanish says as follows. Avoid the zore ikre belayv. The ikre avoid the zore is a chayvus halvov, a shibud halvovus. That means he's shechting for it or he's worshipping it. But And you need dikralayt, ubimaisa, and you have to do a maisa, hamoira, that shows sha'ovda. You have to do a maisa, that shows that I'm worshipping the Avodah Zarah. V'harbe avodos yesh bozeh. Now, in order to be an, there are many actions and pulas that fall into avodas, that I'm doing an avodah for an avodah zarah. V'av shchite b'chlal avodas. Shchite is one of the avodas. That means it's an avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. So if I shecht a behemoth for an avodah zarah, that's also called, I'm worshipping the avodah zarah through this maaseh. So the Chazayni says, ve'ein tzorich kan t'noye hashchite. But if the din is over here, he says, by being oived or being makrib to an avodah zarah, you just have to show that your intent, that you want to shecht l'avodah zarah. But you don't need hilchus shchita. Now, we learn out from Gavoya, in what way do you show your avodah? Shechting is one way of showing the that's an avodah to the Rabbeinu Shloilem. So memele, so shechting a behemah l'avodah zarah is also a way of showing one is worshipping the avodah zarah. But now there's hilchos shchita. If I'll shecht a behemah with a sakin pogum, it'll be a posel kol. Because there's hilchos shchita. If you'll make this shiye, the hadrasa, there's different psulim in shchita. That's hilchos shchita. By avodah zarah, you don't need hilchos shchita. You don't need hilchos shchita. You just have to do a pu'ula that shows that you're an oivet for the avodah zarah. Shchita is such a pu'ula. So the Chazanish says, that yeshna l'shchita mitchila ba'atzoyim, that's hilchos shchita. But by avodah zarah, you don't need hilchos shchita. That means a galach that shechts l'avodah zarah, doesn't have to learn your hadeya to know hilchos shchita. That means the etzem pula, the etzem maise shchita, is a, shows avodah, arachnot, the avodah zarah, the stakruvis avodah zarah. That's all you need. A maise that you did in the baim, that shows the being makabit l'avodah zarah, but it's not necessary. These are, yeshnu shchita metchila v'atzayif, or all other things are only hilche shchita, which is not negeya to us when it comes to make a takrubis avodah zarah. That's how the Chazanish says pshat in Taisvis. And then Taisvis ends, I feel it all, yeshnu shchita metchila v'atzayif, but he can't be chayiv because he needed tvocha ikule b'yisurah. So Taisvis weiter, Yisurei hano, v'loi demorei koshochit. So the Gemara had asked, since it became also bano, by the Trilas Hazviche, v'loi demorei koshochit. So we have here two pshotim either. It's not his, it's Yisurei no, it's not shaloi, or I'm not mafsid the bailam anything. So therefore there should be, and we have a loche that you need tvoche kuli bisure. So memele, so this shchita, the gemar shchita does not have the components of chiyev dalad vei, because on the gemar shchita I'm not chayev, because lav the mori katovich. The imtaima, volomali taima deloy the mori kashochet. Why does the gemar ask this kashe? Typically, the einze tviche. It's not called, I shechted it. The mechatech ba'ofo ba'alme. So it's not even a maise if you shecht something that's also ba'no. This is how Tais understood in the Kashi, shecht something that's also ba'no. So the Gemara says it's like you're shechting the concept of shchita is by a beheme. Something that's osir bano, so it's like a piece of earth that's worthless, so it's not called yeshechting a beim, felt in maise shchite, not felt in the tnoye yachi of dalad vei. That's not even called shechting. And Taisus brings a gemara that uses such a terminology. כדמרינם באשייכת, כבי אשייכת חטוס בשבס בחוץ לעבוד דזורם. The Gemara says a person took a korban chatos, he shechted it in Shabbos, and he shechted it b'chutz, he shechted it l'avoy d'zore. So we have over here three averes. We have he shechted a beim in Shabbos, he shechted it shchutei chutz, it's a korban, and he shechted it chutz l'azor, and he shechted it l'avoy d'zore. So the Gemara says, Chayev shloisha chatois. He's Chayev, tzvi chatois. So Mechalo Shabbos, Shechted Lavoy Dezore, and he Shechted Bachutz. Frag the Gemara, Poich HaShchut Eichutz Lo Lachayev. I'm sorry, and Shchut Eichutz, he shouldn't be Chayev. Mechatech Ba'ofahu. It didn't make a Maisa Shchita, that's not called Shchut Eichutz. Because the Osra b'shchita puta l'avoy d'zorah. The minute he asked, he shechted it l'avoy d'zorah. So it became Osra b'ano. So it's not called shchut eichutz. It's not called a pu'ula of shchita. So Taisva says that, we see that's what the Gemara, understands. If someone shechts something that's Osra b'ano, it's called like I'm shechting a piece of wood. It's not called that I'm shechting an animal, I'm creating a heterachil in the animal. So felt in Maise Shchita. So Taisus asked, so the Gemara should have asked this kasha, since it's also Bano, so felt in Vitovach. Not, it is a Tviche, but you need the Tlav Demore. It's not even a Tviche. Peshloima Dasam Nami Leporchel Meshim Deboi Ruyi LePesach Oil Moyet. The Gemara doesn't mean it's not a Maise Shchita, they should take it literally. The Gemara means by Shchut Echutz, you need it should be Roy LePesach Oil Moyet. It means I have to make a Shchita that if it would have been in Oil Moyet, the Shchita would have been Mata. So Shchut Echutz, you chayv al Shchut Echutz. But since it's also banos, it's not roi le pesach oil moyed, so my mill not chayv and shchut echutz. We shloim med osam nami loy poich amishum, the boy roi le pesach oil moyed. We came in the nesra b'shchit apulta, su le chozi le pesach oil moyed. So Taisvis is saying, in other words, you have to learn the Gemara with a grain of salt. The Gemara does not mean to say it's not a maise shchita. The Gemara means to say you need a shchita that's roi le pesach oil moyed. Since it's also banos, it's not roi le pesach oil moyed. That is no shaykhis with us over here. So therefore, the Gemara is the kasha, lav the mori katovach. That's the only problem. Now, Taisvis asks a very pertinent question. He says, let's go back to Agamore. Agamore had a big problem that... If you shechted it l'avoy d'zore, so memele, so it's lav d'mori katovach, it's also b'ano. How are you chayiv dalet v'hei? Big problem. If I shechted l'avoy d'zore, so lav d'mori katovach. How are you chayiv dalet v'hei? And the Gemara said, yeah, it's speaking about that it was b'gmar b'gmar zvicha who I've about. This is a problem. Let me ask you a different kasha. Whenever a ganav shechts a behime, so I got news for you. When he starts shechting it, so now the blood is gushing out. So lechayre it's a shinoy in the behime. So when he starts shechting it, so lechayre the ganav was kinda with shinoy. It's his effect. That's it. Not a shech. It's a shinoy in the behime. So now later, when he finishes shechting, is lav the mori katovach. So how is every ganav chayiv dalad vei? It's lav the mori katovach. When he comes to the Gemar Shchita ready, it's my behem, I shechted my behem. So I'll call Chochtav Min Zogin, Bohochi Chai Virachmon, Ein Chanam. Every Tviche is Lav the Mariko Tovach. No, Bohochi Chai, the Torah said, if before the Shchita it was the violence, so even though Al Yideya Shchita, it becomes Ois Bailam, Bohochi Chai Virachmon. But Taisa, so what's the problem over here? All of a sudden, my ass, it's, he shechted Lav Yidizor, Lav the Mori Kotavach. So what? So it's game on, it's Lav the Mori Kotavach. Yeah. and for teich mabekach the love the moi katovach a kol tevech nami love the moi katovach the mechish shachat ba pute kanye bishini maise v'yesh loimar de loichoshev shinui maise liknois bekach. It's not called a shinui maise. So we have to appreciate what Taisvus is saying. So Taisvus is saying, till the Gemar Zviche, it's not called a Shinui Maise. So others say Pshat, because in order to be called a Shinui Maise, it has to be Nishtane Shmoy Olov. That means a Shinui Maise, it's different. It's bleeding. So Mamela, I stole a behemoth, and then and blood is coming out of it. Oh, it's a Shinui. It's not a Shinui. It's a behemoth that's bleeding. It's not called the behemoth change. Oh, Shinui, in order for it to have a shame, Shinui, I'll call upon him. So one of the Tanoim are that this mice made that it's something else. It's called something else. That's considered a different thing. Gonav Chitim was on Soilus. It changed. Before it was Chitim and now it's Soilus. But Stamazo, you have a bleeding behemoth, you have to call Atzola. I mean, that is, the behemoth is bleeding, Taki. It's gruesome. But it's not, it's the same behemoth. It's a bleeding behemoth. So Memela, so doesn't have a shame Shinui. So Memela doesn't have a shame Shinui, so it's not his. So he's shechting the behemoth of the Bailam. So Memela, but here the Moshe said, but now since it became Moshe Bano, is love the Mori Katovach. Vim Taima, Umay Taima de Rameya de Machayev Ochem. Now, Rameya, so let's go. We have here a Machloikis, the Rameya and the Chachamim. If a person shechted a behemah l'avodah zarah, fine. So according to the Chachamim, they hold like Rav Shimon, you need a shechita ruye, so you are potter. According to Rameya, you don't need a shechita ruye, so you chayev. That's called tovach. Frag Taisvez, my time with the Rameya, the mechayev ocher. But by pere kisei adam beforish, time with the Rameya, the leiboy shechita ruye. What is the reason of Rameya that you don't need a shechita ruye? Mishum de gomar shechita mishchute chutz. It says by shchute chutz shchite. So wherever, let's talk about oisei ves benoi. Let's talk about an interesting case. I know what it's speaking about. A person, the din is oisei ves benoi leisishchetu b'yoyim echad. Now to shecht a mother and a child. What'll be the din if I shechted the mother and nimtzei streife? Are you allowed to shecht the child? So that is totally, if you need a shechita ru'uye in order to be called a shechita, so I didn't shecht the mother, so I'm allowed to shecht the child. That's a call I shechted the mother, so I'm allowed to shecht the child. If a shechita shein ru'uye shmo shechita, so I'm allowed to shecht the child. So there's a machloikes Rameir and the Chachamim, if you need a shechita ru'uye. So Rameir says, you don't need a shechita ruye. You know why? Because it says by shchutei chutz, also it says in Issa, shechita, and by shchutei chutz, when you shech the korban outside of the zorah, is it muta bachila? No. And the Torah called it shechita. So you see, shechita means the process of shechita without the matire shechita. So mamela, so rameya holds that shechita she'enei ruuya, Shema Shchite, because you learn. I learn out Shchites Oisiv Es Benoi from Shchutei Chutz. Just like by Shchutei Chutz, there the Torah mentioned the word Shchite, but it does not mean that it's Mata the Behemah, because Shchutei Chutz is not Mata the Behemah. So the same thing by Shchite Oisiv Es Benoi, you also don't need it to be Mata the Behemah. So Shech Tatreife, so it is, I'm not allowed to shech the ben. This is a Gemara in Chulam. But now let's look in the, now Tais brings down the whole Gemara. Now we're going to have Meiridike problems. Back Tais was, oh my time with the Rameya, the Mechaya for him. But the Perik, he see Adam before his time with the Rameya. Loi boy, shchita ruya. Rameya, you don't need a shchita ruya, mishim de goma, shchita, mishchute chutz. Tidonim shchite mishchite. Vein donin shchita mitviche. Now there's a place in the Torah that speaks about shchita with a loshen tviche. Mitavoyach tevach vahochein. It says when the Dacha Yosef came, so he told them tvoyach tevach vahochein, you should shech the behime and prepare it for the Acha Yosef. That's the tvoyach tevach vahochein. Now, tvoyach tevach vahochein also means shchita, but there it means vahochein. It's a good shchita. You prepared it. It's royal achila. So the Gemara asks Akasha, so we see shchute chutz, it's called shchita, even though it's not royal achila. By tvoyach tevach vahochein, it's only called tviche if it is roi lachila. So the Gemara asks on Rav Meir, so how do you know to learn out shchites oisei ves benoi from shchutei chutz, learn out from tvoyach tevach vahochein? So the Gemara says, donin shchite mi shchite, Bein donim shchite mitvicha mitavoyach tevach vahochein. Fine. So the whole Rav Meir that said by Oisei ves benoi, you don't need a shchite ruuya because you learn a shchite from shchite. That's a tevach vahochein. No, that's tevach. Learn a shchite from shchite. Frag doch Taisvis. Oh, but now here we're in hot water. Here we're speaking about utvachoi. Here we're speaking about by dalet ve you need a maise tviche. So Tviche, learn out Tviche, from Tviche. Just like the Tviche by Acha Yosef is Vahochein. That's Tviche's Kashe. Avalochi, the Chsiva Tvochoi, Adarabe, is on the main Metvei Tviche mit Tviche. We made a Nelef Tviche Mishchite. So what is Pshat in Rameya that holds that a Shchite Sheina Ruuya? That a shchita she'ena ru'uya is a kosher shchita fulfilled by tviche. V'yeshloima, so Tosfos says, there's another cheshbon, which the Gemara did not mention, but it is something to be mentioned. When the Gemara was talking about it, it was not necessary to mention this cheshbon. But there's another cheshbon. The hoche ikele meimer donim shchite davere mishchite davere she'osa loy lignoy velishchait mishchute chutz. Shchute chutz is also a shchite davere. Vein donim tvich mitvoyach tevach vahochem she'i shchite seta. That means there's another svare. When the Gemara was speaking about the Oisei ves Benoi, Mo said donim shchite mishchite. You'll ask me, but over here, so I'll tell you there's another svar. You donim shchite yisa from shchite yisa, shchute yisa from shchute yisa. Vadalei mishani yochi beperkisa yadam, mishum de shoychit Oisei ves Benoi pomim she shoychit asatrei fekoidim, shu shchite seta. So there the Gemara had to say that donim shchite mishchite. Yeah, but Tosfos is saying the Gemara did not mention this svara, but there's another svara. Vayde shloime the donin dova hanema b'sinai mi dova hanema b'sinai avo tavayich tevach vahochein leinema b'sinai. It wasn't nema b'sinai. So memela. So therefore, therefore we learn out from this. What le mishani hosamachim mishum this le shliachin. It must have said different malach. But lemaisa there are multitudes of reasons why we don't learn out from tvoich tevach vahochin. Umiyu koshe. Now I just said it. Say you saw you don't learn out from something that was le nemro b'sinai. So Taisa says there's a gemara in Yevamos vakel. Umiyu koshe bereish perk beis de Yevamos. Omar donim achim yachim. The more close of shayl chiyeshvu achim yachdov. What kind of brothers do they have to be? The same father, the same mother. What kind of brothers? So the Gemara says donim achim yachim, and donim achim yachecho. Now achim yachim is a shneim osa achim anachnu, And they were brothers from the same father, not from the same mother. So, but that was before Matan Torah. Now you just told me, you don't learn out from Dvorim Shenemro Koidem Matan Torah. Aber gab der Schnee Mose, aber der Herr Achim und Achim lein Emma besinai, wie er schleima, kiven die auf ihnen quar, bechad duchte, de schmo schritte, ki goin bo oisei vespenoi, mischum da beschritte, mischritte, to so vera mei, na nu malach, yes on the loima, bechol mokeim. Now, if I just are magdir, I'm magdir, what together, of shrita is, that has to be a shrita ruya or not. So after I magda that, so b'chol mokim, I say need a shrita ruya is also good. Okay, but that's not me, above a chamish, and now it's more shrita. V'leka l'meime da adara b'nei lefa tashlumi above a chamish and t'vicha mitzvicha, the shrita is a ruya lo is more shrita, b'nei mehu adin b'oise v'espanoi, Akiven dik le mei mahochi, vahochi svod doni dova nema besinai, mi dova anema besinai. So Tosfos is saying that in Emerson, that all the shritas have one din. And the shaila is, do I learn all the dinim from shrutechutz, or do I learn all the dinim from tvoich tavach vahochem? So Tosfos says to be machia this sofik, is a svod to say, since it's not nema besinai, so I learn out better from something that's Nemra B'sina, which is Shchut Eichutz.